Our story begins at Wilson's Diner, where Alexandra has just sat down at a corner table with CJ.
You look like you need somebody to talk to.
I know you're trying to be nice and all, but I really don't want to talk about it.
All right, I'm not going to force you. But Lucas always found me to be a pretty good listener. I miss that kid.
He was a good guy.
Yes, he was. He had a lot of reasons not to be, but he had a good heart.
Miss Jones, why do people never love me as much as I love them?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Whoa, what people are we talking about here?
My parents, the girl I like, everyone.
Now, CJ, I'm sure your parents love you very much. Why would you think something like that?
My father's always away on business trips, and when he is here, he's too busy for me. All he cares about is his job.
Maybe you should talk to him about that. He might be interested to know you feel that way.
No, I don't think Marshall Wells is interested in anything but having his name on the building of his law practice.
Marshall Wells? Your last name is Wells?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, no reason. I knew someone named Wells a long, long time ago, but his name was Eric.
Funny. That's my dad's middle name.
Well, I guess that's a fairly common name. Where's your father from? Where did he grow up?
In Iowa. We have to go back there every summer to visit my cousins. I hate it.
Oh, my God.
What is it? You think you know my father?
No. No. The name just brought back a lot of memories, that's all.
In emergency room 1, Matt is standing by Blake's bed.
Mandy Selleck was in your apartment.
Blake, you need your rest. The doctor doesn't want you to get upset right now.
You've been helping Mandy this whole time?
No, of course not.
Hey, Blake. Heard you were awake. Charlie.
I think the two of you could use a minute alone. Blake, I'll be outside.
I want some answers, Matt.
We'll talk later, okay?
You want some answers? What's that about?
Nothing.
Damn, Blake, you look like hell.
Thanks.
Ah, don't mention it.
So, doctor said this was all probably caused by your diet, your cholesterol level or something.
You gotta be careful with that stuff, man.
Your concern is touching.
Yeah, well, I think Terry burned a hole in the floor from pacing back and forth outside. She went to get a cup of coffee, and I'm sure she'll be in a minute.
Thanks for coming by.
Guess it turns out you're a popular guy after all. Got a pretty big crowd out there. Even Marilyn rushed over here to see you.
Marilyn is here?
Yep. Marilyn and Gretchen are both outside worried about you. Guess it just shows you the kind of lady they are, right?
Please, tell them I appreciate it.
I will. Well, enough of this mushy crap. Looks like everything's okay in here, so I'll be going. Excuse me.
Charlie, wait.
What? What? Are you okay? Do you feel pain or something?
No. I love you.
Okay. What kind of medicine are they giving you in this place?
I know I never say it, but I just wanted you to know.
Well, keep it down before they transfer you to the psych ward. I'll be outside. Terry should be in before you know it.
Thanks.
Oh, and, by the way, ditto on that mushy stuff.
In the ER waiting area, Gretchen is talking with Todd and Hannah.
I'll be right back.
She's so sweet. What is she doing with that guy?
Come on now. Charlie's not so bad.
We'll have to agree to disagree on that one. Anyway, since Blake is out of danger, why don't we go back to my place and continue our conversation from before?
Oh, were we having a conversation earlier?
I asked you a very important question.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that. And I was just about to answer you if I recall correctly.
I believe the word yes was on the tip of your tongue.
Oh, you're so sure the answer was going to be yes.
Oh, I certainly hope it was.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you'll marry me?
Agreeing to marry my Prince Charming in the hospital emergency room isn't exactly how I dreamed it would happen. But you're absolutely right. Life is too short to waste a minute of time. I'd love to be your wife, Todd Malone.
At their apartment, Rex and Perry are talking in the living room when the phone rings.
Hi, Mom.
Rex, have you talked to your sister?
No, not lately. What's up?
Her birthday is tomorrow, and I've been calling her all week to see if she wants to have brunch or something, and she hasn't returned any of my calls.
She's probably just busy, Mom. I called her last week and she didn't call me back either.
Maybe you should go check on her.
I'm sure she's fine, Mom.
Could you please just go check?
I'll call Hannah and see if she knows what's going on with her, okay?
You never know with Ellie, but if something is wrong, she'd never tell me.
I'll find out and call you back. I may not get an answer till tomorrow, but don't worry. She's fine.
I'll be waiting by the phone for your call.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.